Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
I didn't sleep well last night. I woke up at 1:30 in the morning. Couldn't go back to sleep, so I just laid there all night long. And when the alarm went off at 4:45, I said I laid there all night long. At 4:45, guess what came to my mind? Keep moving. Gotta get back up. You just gotta do it, right? So today we're talking about vision. Do you have a vision? This is something I learned a long, long time ago, and I began to apply it to my life. And I find, frankly, that when I don't have a vision in my life, a bigger picture, it's just not any fun. In fact, it can get depressing sometimes, and I'm not a depressed kind of guy. But when I lose track of vision, you know, you drift. So we'll talk about vision today, if that's okay. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Here we are at episode 4,757. Holy moly. I hope I'm keeping count right. I mean, you know, we're close. Started this thing way back in 2000, and we started podcasting in 2004. Almost nobody was doing it back then. Still here. When I reach 5,000 episodes at the end of this year, I will step away from this podcast. It may become a different podcast, maybe a long form one. We'll see what happens. The industry's changed a lot. It's gotten, you can see it. If you listen to podcasts, you can see all the stuff going on. It's gotten where it's not as much fun as it used to be to fight through the industry just to get your stuff out there. So I'm going to make some changes this year, but hang on. It's going to be fun. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you here today. I mentioned yesterday that I was reading the Bible as one of my goals for the year. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. That's one of the goals I have this year. But I had another thing I was doing as well I wanted to tell you about, and you need to do this. I started the first of the year. I've never been a journal kind of guy, a guy that wrote journals. And what I found was normally when I write a journal, the first couple of days would be, I'd go crazy. I'd just do a brain dump. And after like 3 or 4 days, it came to an end. And it was never any fun. So what I did was I decided to do something a little bit differently. I said, I'm going to create what I call a daily awareness diary. Because what I recognized was the work that I do, and we talk about every single day here, is that most people are simply not aware of what's going on with their life. They don't take time to think about it. So a journal is more like, you know, capture your thoughts and be creative and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to capture where what I thought about what I was doing and were my actions moving me closer to my goal. So I put together this daily awareness diary and I gave myself 9 prompts. I will share those prompts. Eventually I'll share it. The new Face Your Passion 2 Moto program is going to have that. But the very first prompt, and the prompts are the same every single day because I want consistency in those prompts. And I'll tell you why I'm doing that too. It has something to do with AI. But the very first prompt that I do every single day is I do the awareness journal the day after the day has passed. Go out there all day long, live my day, go to sleep, have great dreams, get up in the morning, and go into a state of retrospection. I want to look back and reflect on the events and the experiences of the previous day. How did they match my goals? How did they match my values? It's been so powerful. If you have wanted to journal, make it an awareness diary instead. Like I said, I'll share the details of that here in the very, very near future. Okay, how about vision? So, do you have an image of what your life is, what you want it to look like? I have always had an image, and naively too, by the way. In fact, one of the hardest things in my world that I had to come to terms with was the world stinks sometimes. I had this vision about what I wanted to do, and almost everything I've ever done, I just mentioned about the podcast. Trust me, getting a big podcast in this world, being a successful podcast like this one, it will take your life away from you. All I want to do is help inspire you and help you. That's all I really want to do. The podcast is my mechanism, which is why I'm moving away from the way I used to do it into different ways of getting things out there. Because when you try to do something, the world will really just grab you and just say, man, if you forget your vision, what you're all about, the reason you're here, what you want to accomplish in your world, 50 years will pass and you will not have done it. So a vision quest is really, really important because you're going to get distracted from your goals. Now, a lesson I learned a long time ago, I was doing television and some small film work, some independent film work, a lot of commercials, a lot of infomercials, things like that. Did it for about 20 years. I was doing that and I was the producer director. I basically was the guy who got the gig, had the money and hired everybody. And I was always a director. I wasn't, why? Because I... That's what you do when you got the money. You take the good gig, right? So I was always that guy. And I've had crews from two people to, I think the biggest crew is probably 20 people. Could be a half a day shoot, could be a week shoot. And the thing that always happened was I had to cast a vision, because I'd cast a vision to the client. I said what we were going to deliver. And then I brought in all these other people and they had their own individual visions. I had to cast my vision and then kind of blend it all together so that at the end of the day, when I sat down and presented the final product to the client or wherever it was going, I got paid. If I didn't understand the vision, I wasn't going to get paid. It is the same thing with your life. You have to get that vision under control. So how do you do that? Well, the first thing is you want to create the vision, and you can do that right now. You're probably thinking about it already. What is the vision of your life, your family, your business, your vacation? I don't care. Is there a big overall vision? Is there something you stand for? And I find the best ones are the ones that are value-based. So if we pull back a little bit, you say, I have a vision for my life. Boom, the big picture. Dynamite. Maybe I have a project today. I have a vision for that. Boom, dynamite. You know, I just got some kids, going to raise them like George Carlin said we're supposed to do. What's my vision for my children? Some people don't think about that. There's some people who have kids like me. I mean, I had two kids before I knew how I made them. I'm totally serious. Like, why do we have another baby? My wife said, well, because we're not using the control thing. I said, oh, well, I got a boy, I got a girl. I don't want anything else. Let's keep it at that. Didn't have a vision for it. Didn't understand it, right? So whatever vision you have, when you cast your vision, your life changes. So the first thing is you sit down and create your vision. Create. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Next thing is step two. You want to cast that vision. So you create it, then you cast it. Where do you cast it? Cast it to yourself, cast it to your wife, cast it to your boss, cast it to the world. That's what I'm doing. I never thought I'd be doing this job I'm doing right now. Now I can't stop myself from doing it. Never thought I'd be doing it the same way I'm done everything else in my life. Thought I'd be one of those motivational speakers that would, be that guy. Nope, I'm different. So I am. Casting it around the world, making an impact. Not always the one I expect, but trying. That's what I want to do, though. So you create your vision, you cast it out there. What's the final step in this? Once you've created it, once you've casted it, I got a C and a C. You know, the average person would have another C, call it the triple C concept or something like that. But I'm not your average person. We create it. We cast it. We defend it. Every single day, a gazillion opportunities, usually apprenticing, presenting themselves as a person in front of you, are going to try to take your vision, make you forget about it, make you think about their vision, take you away from your vision, and you'll end up meandering and not getting what you want. Don't got to be mean about it. All you have to do is be aware of it so you can keep it in your life, because ultimately that's where your happiness is going to come from. Create. Cast. Defend. CCD. Hey, I just stole it. I have a client. That's the name of his company. No, it's CCP. Okay, never mind. You know what I mean. Create. Defend. Cast. Now, that didn't work out either.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back up.
Totally messed that up, but that's okay. I can try again tomorrow.